Well, it was, I think when I picked it up, it was pretty dust covered and only had a couple of spots that I could look. One area looked like a crystalline rock. There was if it were a breccia, then that class is pretty large, a centimeter or so. If it's a crystalline rock, then it's sort of a feldspar looking type crystal. When I turned it over, it had another one of those white specks that most of the breccias have around here, and that's when I switched. So it could be a combination, Tony.
Okay, we copy that. Okay, could you give us a numerical estimate on the proportion of the rock types in the LEM area? And we wonder if there's any correlation between rock type, size, or shape, or angularity.
Well, it probably really is a correlation like that. And just looking out the window here, I see some very angular rocks that are white rocks, and some more grayish rocks, in other words, less white in them, that are sort of sub-rounded.
Okay, does that correlate with size?
That are, no, these are all about the same size. The big whiteys are it's not going to be that correlatable. I see some that's sitting out there in the middle of the limb area that look like I swear they've got some pinks in them. But if they were with pink with black clasps in them, laying across on the way to the outset site, seemingly from, you can almost say they came from South Ray if you're a bet man. And that big one, those seem to be predominantly a size of, say, 20 centimeter rocks, and they're very angular. The white rocks are also, they're smaller. They're on the order of 10 to 15 centimeters. I'm just guessing because we're sitting right here in the middle of this thing. It's sort of like you can't see the forest and the trees. They seem to be a smaller rock, maybe 6 to 12 centimeters, very angular. And they're probably less than 5% of the rock type. The predominant rock in the area is just an old gray, sub-rounded angler. An angler rock, and I would guess that's a breccia of some type. And although the surface is very boulder strewn, as you probably noticed on the television, it looks exactly at the outset site in here, at the same amount of boulders. I guess we put the thing in the same ray almost, because it's almost on a line from here to South Ray. I guess what I'm saying is I can see what I believe to be at least three different rock types out here. Now, the white, the pinkish, and this is from the limb, so I'm really not qualified to do it. The pinkish with the black clasp in it, and the sub-rounded gray rock.
Okay, have we sampled all three of those?
No, we have been sampling around the limb. We're stationed right at the outset site.
Okay, you copy that. I understood that. I just wondered if you had picked up anything that you thought was the pink with the black specks anywhere.
I think most of the rocks that I was what Charlie, when he was thinking up, except for that one that we beat off over there, they were all dust covered predominantly, and I never got a chance to look at them.
Okay, I understand. So,
Tony, I'd like to give you what I...
Go ahead, Charlie.
Let me say something, Tony, here. I'd like to give you what I think the three major areas that we saw today. One here at the limb is I'm convinced is a ray from South Ray. The rock types being predominantly from there. Over by Flag, we were out of that ray. We were into Keeley, and I sampled on a rim of Buster. And whatever made Buster, I don't think it was a secondary because I think the rocks that we picked up there were true shock rocks, and I just can't see a secondary doing that. So the rocks around there, we were definitely out of the ray at Buster and Flag, and also at Buster and Spook. At Flag and Plum, we were again in the Keeley with hardly any blocks of visible. So you have a Keeley without the blocks further south. You have the Keeley with the blocks that I think are some of the stuff that was made from Buster on the rim. And then in here, towards the limb, we have the South Ray.
Okay, that sounds good, Charlie.
Yeah, I believe Charlie. I think Charlie's right about that.
Okay, in your summary there, you answered a whole mess of my questions here. I got to slide down the list and find one you haven't answered. Okay, how about that albedo change in the subsurface of soil that you talked about? It seemed like, of course, you saw it first time at Flag, and were probably more excited about it there. Was there any difference in that, in its nature between there and Buster and Alcet and Lem?
It only at the round of limb, it was just in the Alcep, it was just in spots. At Buster, at Plump, it seemed to be everywhere. And everywhere we dug a little scoop. My predominant impression was that the white albedo was coarser grained than the fine dust covered on top.
Okay, the white is coarser.
That's a firm. I'm not going to say ash flow, but it sure looked like it was coarse white. Now let me get a better word. Let me think about that for a description.
Okay. Okay, just a question there for you, John. When you got to halfway, or what you decided was halfway, we understand you looped around the south. Is that right?
That's true.
And any of the craters that you looked into...
Yeah, we came up on Plump.
Okay, in any of the craters you looked into, were there any evidence of outcrops in the walls? Anything other... You mentioned the one boulder that was sticking out the side of Flag, I think it was, that... Was there any other evidence of any bedrock? Any ledges?
Did you see any, Buster? Charlie didn't see any, and I didn't see any.
Okay. No benches in any of the craters at all.
These are very subdued. No, these are rather subdued craters. They do have rocks sticking out of, particularly at Buster and... There was a few at Flag, but the rest of them really didn't. And the deceptive part of the whole business, you know, is you can't really tell by looking at a crater how big it is. I was almost willing to buy halfway for being Flag.
Okay, we understand.
It's a long way from being Flag crater size.
Tony, let me try again. larger craters, the old subdued ones, were boulder free. The only hint that I had was this northeast, southwest rocks, boulder distribution in Buster's. And that went sort of up the wall, southeast to north, southwest to northeast. Over.
Right, understand. I guess that's why I went ahead and called it a secondary. It probably isn't. It was just since it was oriented with the structure of the area.
Man, that was a big rock that came in there. If that's the secondary, I'll tell you, that is a big crater. The walls on it are, the east wall was still in shadow to some degree with whatever our sun angle is now. And we couldn't see in the bottom of flag or spook. The wall, you just couldn't get up close enough to the rim to see into the bottom.
Okay, from the TV there, I was a couple of times when you're walking around those rooms, I was wishing we had that rescue lanyard.